Welcome to another podcast from Air Insight, LLC.
Good morning. This is Scott Hamilton, Addison Schoenland, and John Ostar are back with you following the Boeing conference call on the 787 delays. Gentlemen, what are your immediate takeaways?
Okay, thank you. My first impression was that a chastened team from Boeing, I think, today, and very much more careful about making any kind of forward-looking statements. Clearly, not a happy time for them. But at the same time, it struck me that they're very deliberate about how they want to move forward. Scott Carson kept talking about how confident he is in his team and how grateful he is for the company's resources. So clearly trying to boost the team and hold the line as best they can.
John?
The one thing that really struck me right up actually was toward the end of the call when asked about the suppliers and when that assessment's going to take place, and they said it would come later in the quarter. And the primary focus now would be airplanes 1 through 6. I think this is actually very significant. And I think that, at least reading into what they were saying, it appears as though there is literally the stop button has been pushed on any kind of production, which would then indicate, number one, how they're going to, you know, come into grips with how they're dealing with partners, number two, what kind of production numbers they're going to be looking at, and number three, making sure that they gain the needed experience on airplanes 1 through 6. And that, I think, is the biggest takeaway, that they're really slowing things down. And it might not necessarily be airplane one that is hugely delayed even further. It's just that the overall entry into service of airplane 7 with ANA is really the biggest open question. I think that they left that very undefined. So I think we really need to kind of look at that in terms of how that plays out with the partners and what decisions are made there.
Well, my biggest takeaway is that as of today, the airlines and leasing companies have absolutely no clue when they're going to get their airplanes.
Absolutely. And I think even, you know, before we start asking, you know, that answering that question, I think Boeing really needs to stop and evaluate their supply chain right now. Or not necessarily the supply chain, actually, let me rephrase that. There's the management of the supply chain from the point of view of tracking parts and making sure that they come through. Shanahan said that there's been significant problems reconciling parts documentation. It's been, I think he used the phrase, onerous and time-consuming. And I think that leads directly back to both the software that they're using to create to track all these parts in terms of all the part numbers, and tracking back to the origin of all the engineering. So that is going to be the big handle. And obviously, you can't build an airplane in 3 days if documentation takes you 3 months or longer. So it's a paperwork issue more than an engineering issue. I think that's one thing that we really kept hearing today.
How much of what we heard today is still teething problems at the front end? For example, we spoke in the previous podcast about, you know, the 380 as a yardstick. If we look at how the 380 is now getting pushed out of the factory much better, much more effectively, because they went through the teething problems of the setup, which was a shock for the Airbus system, and clearly the 787 process is a shock for the Boeing system. Once the teething problems are done, and it seems to me like my impression, I guess, is that it's teething trouble that they're trying to get through.
Absolutely. Having spoken to people both in Everett and Charleston as recently as yesterday evening, that was the sense on their part as well, that they need to get through these initial growing pains, and really they're all very much looking forward to the follow-on aircraft, whether it's parts arriving in Charleston or parts arriving in Everett for assembly. That ultimately it's a question of getting this taken care of on the front end. But as the travel work is reduced that much further, the process will fall into place. And with that obviously comes the expertise and confidence in terms of working with the airframes that you have.
Well, John, the reason I bring that up is because you mentioned, you know, you're not going to be able to build an airplane in 3 days if your paperwork takes 30 or more. Well, clearly the paperwork is a one-time event. Once you've got the paperwork flowing, then everything else should go much more smoothly.
Absolutely. And I think it's a question of standards and uniformity in terms of making sure that velocity is a very manual system. And from you know, you look at a supply chain, you think that this, things would be far more automated in that respect, but that people who have been worked directly with it have said that it's very time consuming, and each part is having to be entered manually. Okay, you look at an airplane that's 12 million parts, you start to, you know, see where things are kind of falling off here. So dealing with that and having that process mature to the point where everyone is on the same page, I think that will be taken care of. But at the same time, if these questions are not addressed in terms of leaning up the supply chain, and both in terms of the amount of time that goes into documenting a part and then obviously getting that part installed and verified, then that will be continue to be a central sticking point if it's not solved.
Scott?
Another thing that I noted as they talked about this today, particularly with Pat Shanahan, once again he said there's not too much cushion in the program, there's some risk in the program, but we're confident we can manage it. And, of course, that's what they said the last time and the time before that. And Boeing was indeed asked about their credibility issues, and Shanahan did address that, saying that the October plan was based more on analysis, and this time around they actually have some history doing their partners' work. And that's why he thinks that this time they're a little more confident in the ability to execute to their new schedule. But another interesting thing is that they were very ambiguous about just what this schedule is. They're saying, well, first flight is the first part of the second quarter. Power on is the first part of the second quarter. First flight is the end of the second quarter. And they're not making any commitments to when they're going to deliver airplanes. They're being much more ambiguous this time because, as Scott Carson said, they don't want to make these commitments and then have to come back and, as you put it, do this again.
Didn't you think that Pat Shanahan's comments about the vastly reduced number of parts and fasteners that they're worried about, the fact that he seems to have a handle on the minutiae and the detail, which we've not, I think, picked up in previous calls. I'm coming away from this call as I'm processing what we heard and listen to the two of you talk about this. I'm starting to think that maybe we've hit the bottom and we're going to turn around now. I feel Shanahan, he gave me a sense of confidence, which I've not picked up before.
Yeah, Shanahan's remarks this time were much more detailed than they were in October. And, of course, that was a function that last time in October, he was on the job for only a matter of a week or two. But clearly he was much more detailed, much more forthcoming. I think that this call represents a far more forthcoming call than previous program update calls.
I agree. And I thought it was really interesting was when he actually pointed out the 47 parts that were needed to get this airplane, both the first flight, not the first, I'm sorry, the taxi test and power on. And that I thought was a very, you know, those minutia of minutia. And I thought that was a very helpful guide for understanding where things stand, especially when you're looking at, I think he described it as thousands of parts that are still needed.
Well, I think that probably about covers it then for this morning, unless one of you has a closing comment to make.
I just want to throw one item in there. I think Addison asked really about whether or not this is bottom. And I have a hunch that it might not be, not in terms of delays, but I think in terms of how Boeing then deals with suppliers. Because from a production standpoint, that is still a very much undefined figure. And when that figure actually is defined, I think we're going to have a much better extent of where bottom is. And whether or not the partners are able to meet those commitments and work directly with FA&D and Everett on delivering all of what is necessary.
Well, I think the earnings call on January 30th will be real instructive. We'll undoubtedly begin to get some information about the financial impact on Boeing going forward for P&L and penalties and so on. So that'll be the next opportunity to get a bit of a more of an update. So for Scott Hamilton, John Ostrower, and Addison Schoenland, thanks for listening in again today.
This podcast is copyrighted by Air Insight, LLC.